Well, we had a presentation last week, and we were geared up to do the same presentation this week. Just for the board's information, we were going to switch up the order this time around, where we were going to do the presentation first, then ask for the public comment. We did it kind of our normal way last week, but we were going to afford the opportunity for people to hear and see the presentation first before offering input and suggestions. But we did have the conversation last week that if there were no members of the audience, that we would forego going through that presentation again in the interest of time. But we do have Mr. Salt here, and we thought that regardless of who was here, that it would also be good to hear from the board members tonight as we get ready to work with the demographer and start the process of drawing maps, if there are interests that the board members have, you know, that we should relay to the demographer, similar to what the public would have been offering, you know, such as keep these communities together, put those apart, or just any, you know, thoughts and considerations, you know, alignment of middle schools, high schools, elementary districts, cities, geography, you know, any of those things that you might want to.
I'll make a comment or a question. I imagine staff has already been thinking about this, but just the concept to have each board member representing more than one of our high schools and so forth, so that we stay as broadly interested as possible and not too focused on a given neighborhood or purely, it's going to be geographic. I know it has to be contiguous, sure, and all the things we have to do, but
When you say more than one of our high schools, you mean the attendance area.
Right. So that you're representing, if possible, whenever possible, more than one, whether it's middle school or high school, more than one campus. So you're not just, you know, me, DeGainio. That if it's possible to be DeGainio, Notcrest, or DeGainio in Earl Warren, whatever works. I'm not determined. But just things that help multiply, I guess, our areas of concerns.
Well, my question is about the demographers. I am assuming that they have done this many times, and I'm assuming that they kind of get what is important to districts, and I don't know that we have anything apart from what would ordinarily be important, like, you know, spreading the wealth and all of that.
Well, we've worked with national demographics dozens of times, and so they're on top of it. They know what's going on. They know how this works. In terms of spreading the wealth, so to speak, a good suggestion might be for me to relay to the demographer that, you know, the goal is to have at least two attendance areas in some way contained or within a trustee area. So it might not be the full area, but clip into a few, you know, and maybe two or more if possible, because some areas may get more than two, and some may be hard to really get to. It just depends. But you all know the community better than the demographer does. So for more specific considerations, like roads and or things that you think make sense as boundaries or neighborhoods that you suggest be together, and this is also a work in progress. So once the maps are released, they can be edited later, but you know, that's obviously not the goal necessarily. So if there are comments that you'd like me to relay to the demographer, I'm happy to do it.
And some of this conversation happened last week, so it's nice to articulate it just a little bit more.
The demographics, I mean, that's significant. I mean, they have to do something about making sure that the Asian population is represented in two different areas because it's such a large population, or not?
It's a concentrated population, so it's not a very large population. I think it's only about 10 or 12%.
True, yes.
But
yes.
It seemed on the sort of the map that I showed the other day that the majority of that density occurs in the southern part of the district. So there's a good chance that if there is a district or two at the in the southern part, that those will have a higher percentage of citizen voting age population for that community versus the overall average of the district, which is a good thing. Now, we can't just draw in a way to try to make sure we get every person to increase that number as much as possible. That's racial gerrymandering.
Sure.
But if it's already contained and it's a community that makes sense, then that's great.
Because splitting it would be problematic, too. Then we're diluting them, right?
Well, I guess depending on the size of the of the group.
It might make sense to keep cities, you know, whole.
Okay.
Del Mar, Solana Beach, Encinitas, I mean, to the extent that we can.
Okay.
That would be my only thoughts. Beyond that,
I think the comment from the audience last time was to try to not have the map look gerrymandered, which, of course, we can't do that anyway, so we'll do our best to make sure it doesn't look gerrymandered, because it shouldn't be.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the only other, and I'm not sure that you're the one I need to direct this to, but the only other concern, and Mr. Dill heard this, was people feeling that we get a broader announcements out, not just to our families, but make sure we're, and I know I've seen it in the papers, but there's, I think at the meeting, there were people going, I haven't read a paper and whatever, you know, so it's kind of, what do we, where we can go
so catch
everyone.
So I did contact the elementary superintendents and gave them a copy of my letter, asked if they could send it out. It's ultimately their decision whether they do that or not, but they've helped us in the past with reaching down into the district. So I've only heard back from one, and that was Solana Beach. They said it would go out next Wednesday. So I just sent it out today, so I'm just waiting to hear back from the other four on whether they're able to help us out or not on that. So the only other thing that I wanted to bring up is Mr. Salt and I had some communication today about the availability of the demographer. And he will be able to be present at the three public hearings. Actually, he will be able to be here on the November 2nd meeting, which would be the closed session. Correct? He would be? Oh, no, that was...
He'll be telephonically available, then, which we've done one like that before. It's not the most preferred method, but, you know, we can discuss that further.
Yeah,
but
I think we can... Yeah, we can handle it. So at the November 2nd meeting, he will be available by phone. The next public hearings, he will be available in person, but the two community meetings that we are having, one at Torrey Pines, one at SDA, he's unable to attend, but he's able to do a video presentation that we could show to anybody that shows up, where he basically runs through the map options and explains the rationale behind them. And I did see a link of a similar presentation he did for another school district. I think it would be acceptable.
And then the public can still put their input in.
Precisely.
And report it back. Okay.
We will be there. Mr. Salt will be there. And so, you know, there will be plenty of people there to take input. And they'll see the demographer on the big screen giving the rationale behind the alternatives.
I did have a thought in regard to what Mr. Salazar said. I was thinking that actually Del Mar and Solana Beach have carved up Carmel Valley. So I'm not sure how we get Solana Beach, for example, to be contiguous with the...
Are you talking about the elementary or the city?
Yeah, talking about the elementary district.
Okay.
That's what you were talking about, right?
No, the city.
Oh, the city.
Okay.
And if you could put an entire city in a district, it doesn't matter what district.
I see.
It would just make it certainly easier for the voters.
Yes.
Okay.
That makes sense, particularly the smaller ones that they'll fit into an area for sure. That's a good consideration.
Okay.
That was not the elementary.
Sure.
Okay. Misunderstood.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? While we're on this item,
have we got are all our dates on the calendar at this point? I haven't really looked.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, do we need to actually gavel in and gavel
Absolutely.
Out a public hearing?
Okay,
so.
Public hearing is open.
There are no speaker slips.
Close public hearing.
Okay.
We are done.
So the next item would be to adjourn the meeting.
Oh. Meeting adjourned.
Okay, thank you.
Done.
We're stuck here.
Yeah.